Hey, now look, you guys. Look, someone's got to stay around this television station on New Year's Eve. After all, Channel 7's got a whole night's entertainment plan. At 10:30, Lena Horne's going to put on a big musical show for the folks. Listen to this.
I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late.
Yeah, listen, but that's not all. During the Lena Horne show, we're taking our cameras to the corner of State and Randolph to see how Chicago welcomes in the new year. It's going to be wild. After that, we've got four Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers movies. From midnight to 7 a.m., Fred and Ginger will be singing and dancing and carrying on. So with all of this New Year's Eve entertainment on Channel 7, some of you guys are going to have to stay around this station. Now, how about some volunteers? Hey, wait a minute, you guys. Come on back. Somebody's got to stay around.
New Year's Eve on Channel 7.
Well, if TV isn't available to you, usher in the new year with Art Robertson. The top 67 sounds from the WLS Hit Parade of 1967. Art will be with you all the way until 1 in the morning when Jerry Kay will take over to continue the New Year's Eve festivities here at Radio 89. Time of the Bernie Allen Saturday Show, 19 minutes before 1 o'clock, and Smokey and the Miracles with a current top 10 WLS Hit Parade song.
Maybe you
your year-end review, top 89 sounds from 1967, and from a few years back, too, the top 10 that have hit the WLS Hit Parade survey on that particular basis of popularity all through New Year's Day. That's going to be our festival of favorites right here.
89 WLS. Weather.
Here's the Bernie Allen Saturday Show report. Mostly cloudy for the rest of this afternoon and a high right where we are now, about 30 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of light snow or snow flurries and lows of 10 to 15 degrees. And tomorrow and New Year's Day will both be mostly cloudy around Chicagoland with chance of snow flurry activity at any time and a high both days between 15 and 20. It's 30 degrees at Midway and O'Hare and 29 downtown now. Humidity is 78%. Winds are out of the southwest at 7 miles an hour. And at 16 minutes before 1 o'clock, another great big top 89 sound of 67. The seeds and pushing too hard.
Pushing too hard. I'm pushing on me. You're pushing too hard. I want on me.
WLS, the ABC-owned radio station in Chicago, joining with you, our listeners, and welcoming the new contemporary network to the Chicago Radio 89 dial starting Monday, January 1st.
Gold Spot, new for you from London.
I picked mine up in Piccadilly, but you can get yours at just about any jolly old store.
Gold Spot, the new breath freshener with an English accent. So effective, just a touch on the tip of the tongue erases those traces of dining or drinks.
It comes in an unbreakable mini bottle. Gold Spot does.
The instant breath freshener in a pocket packet.
I just can't get close enough to the man who uses Gold Spot.
89
Now, according to your WLS Hit Parade votes, the best male vocalist of 1967, Neil Diamond. At year-end review time, 13 before 1 of the Bernie Allen Saturday Show, Neil says, thank the Lord for the nighttime. Starting Monday, January 1, The Breakfast Club is going to be on WLS-FM. That's 94.7 on your FM dial each day, starting Monday from 8 until 9 in the morning. News from right now, Radio 89. LS year-end review time on The Bernie Allen Show, 10 till 1.
I'm all you fair and tender girl.
Hi, this is Theodore Bickel. Can you imagine a world without music? I can't. But to some people, music is only a series of unrelated sounds. These people are the mentally retarded. A mentally retarded child can be taught to understand it, but he needs special training. So if you want to help give music to a child, please give to your local unit of the National Association for Retarded Children. Thank you.
WLS in Chicago.
30 degrees, going to the Beetle Bin for something out of their hit song book of the year 1966 to continue our year-end review 8 days a week. WLS.
WLS presents Community Action News at 55.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Bud Miller with WLS News from the ABC Newsroom in Chicago.
New time for Ron Riley, 6:15 on starting Monday evenings and every evening from that time on. As a matter of fact, I think he went into the closet and got some sort of a weapon. I wonder what he's going to do to himself.
Lee Marvin, Ernest Borgnine, Robert Ryan, Jimmy Brown, Charles Bronson, John Cassavetes, Trini Lopez, Richard Jacob, Robert Weber, Clint Walker, Ralph Meeker, Kelly Savalas, The Dirty Dozen, in Panavision MetroGuard, from MGM.
Holiday blockbuster entertainment, now at a theater near you, The Dirty Dozen.
89 WLS Weather.
On the Bernie Allen Show at LS Year End Review Time, quarter after one, our forecast for the title in town, mostly cloudy, not only today, but all the rest of the New Year's weekend, with an occasional period of light snow or snow flurries likely to occur at any time at all. Colder, lows tonight of 10 to 15 degrees, then high tomorrow on New Year's Day of only 15 or 20. It's 31 degrees at Midway, 30 at O'Hare, 29 along the lakefront and in the loop right now. The humidity is 75%, winds are southwest at 10.
Now, according to your WLS hit parade votes, the best new male singer of 1967, Bill Cosby.
Here's the boy you picked, and thank you for all your votes. There were sure thousands and thousands of them. Bill, tell us about that little old man. Little old man with Bill Cosby, and here's my little old sidekick on the Bernie Allen Show Monday through Friday.
This is Jerry Golden, WLS News speaking. Listen to this sound. That's the new sound of WLS News. Be listening for it starting January 1st.
LS Year End Review Time, 20 minutes after 1. Continuing with the top 89 sounds of 67, The Fifth Dimension.
This is history as it might have been.
Mr. Washington, George Washington.
Yes?
Is it true, sir, you used to throw a silver dollar across the Potomac?
Yes, it is true. I cannot tell a lie.
Amazing.
Not very. What was amazing was the fellow on the other side. He used to throw a Clark bar and my change back to me. Today, it's much easier to get your Clark bar. Just stop at any candy counter or vending machine.
31 degrees, that's temperature of a cloudy sky, sunshiny year-end review sound snow right here. And one of the current crowd from WLS Hit Parade Top 10 songs, The American Breed with Bentley Shape Me.
You are all the woman I need, and baby, you know it.
World of Sports, brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Mercury.
This is Wally Parker in New York. There are four college bowl games going on this afternoon. The big one is the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville between Penn State, the class team in the East, and Florida State, one of the nation's finest passing teams. That game just underway. Another later start, the East-West Shrine Game in San Francisco. Already underway, the Sun Bowl at El Paso. Ole Miss taking on the University of Texas at El Paso. The game in the second quarter, no score. Also underway, the Blue-Gray game in Montgomery. The score 10-3, favor of the Blue, as the game proceeds into the second quarter. Now, this message.
In just 1 year, more people have switched to Mercury Cougar than any other car in its class. The Big Cat is a roaring success. Who else in its class has a flashing tail that points the direction you're turning? And it's standard. Headlamps that hide by day, shine by night. Standard. A big new V8 growl. Standard. Bucket seats, floor shift, full-width rear seat, all standard. In fact, Cougar's got more equipment that's standard than any other luxury sports car in its class. The only one built with the fine car touch. Inspired by Lincoln Continental. Now, there are twice as many cougars to choose from. Mercury's got it. The Big Cat, a roaring success. Get it today at your Mercury dealers.
The big ones in the American and National Football Leagues are set for tomorrow. Green Bay against Dallas for the NFL title. Houston against Oakland for the AFL crown. Most fans expect this to culminate in the Raiders facing the Packers in the Super Bowl. But that's not the feeling, at least with one Texan named Gene Arnold of KODA Radio in Houston.
This is the first time the Houston Oilers have been in an American Football League championship game since 1962. And the Oilers hope to make the most of it. Oiler coach Wally Lim says Houston and Dallas both have a good chance of making it an all-Texas championship game in the Super Bowl.
It seems that everyone is writing off the two Texas teams, the Cowboys and ourselves, and I don't think this can be done. I think that in a game which is a one-shot game, many things can happen that the toters, the experts can't predict. And I don't consider myself an expert, but I'd say that both we and the Dallas Cowboys have pretty good chance.
And this reporter believes that the Oilers definitely do have a good chance of winning the American Football League championship. They're a coming team, getting better with each passing ball game. The offense now, sparked by Pete Beathard, is picking up, and we look for an upset in Oakland tomorrow afternoon. And Wally, we like the Oilers to take that ball game by about a score of 21-17.
I think Gene Arnold's begun the New Year's bubbly a couple of days too soon. This reporter expects Green Bay to beat Oakland in the Super Bowl. Wally Parker in New York for ABC Radio's World of Sports.
ABC Radio's World of Sports, brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
This is the ABC Radio Network.
Segment 129, and another one of the top 10 songs of the year by Aretha Franklin.